That is Margaret Fetty.
I am here.
Well, and I'm Mike Glasgow as well. And we're just, again, just, there's been only 22 perfect games in the history of baseball that's been played since the 1870s. So we're not looking for perfect here, but we're trying to get everything in between the yellow lines and stay on our side of the traffic this morning. 8:10 here on a Wednesday morning. And Wednesday mornings, we do check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk, who I hope is on the telephone. Marty, are you with us this morning?
I am.
All
Yay.
Right. For a while there, I wasn't sure if that was
all
the case.
All I was getting was a phone that was ringing, and I thought, okay, this Perfect. Is not working.
No, not at all.
Try it again.
Marty is a county councilwoman. She checks in with us every Wednesday morning to keep an eye on where your tax dollars go, because that is the county council's main focus of that. And Marty, we'll start off with front page news today. Former jail administrator sentenced for embezzling, reports Laura Lane in today's Herald Times. This woman, Karen Sue Bridges, will spend 18 months in federal prison, 6 months on house arrest, and 18 months on supervised release. Excuse me. She is ordered to repay all of the money she stole, $263,932.71. Margaret and I have thought out loud, what are the chances of getting that money back, and how does the county even account for any of that happening? Do you just write it off and say, well, we
and
know
Marty, can I ask another question? You may or may not have this answer, but what was her pay scale when she was there? What did they pay an administrator at the jail?
Okay, I do not have that answer at the top of my list today, but I certainly can get that for you.
I'm just curious because I'm just trying to figure out how somebody just absorbs this kind of money and nobody notices.
Well, right, and then you wonder also, was this a habit of going too many times to gamble or something of the sort? Because that does seem to be an awful lot. But, you know, sometimes you might... I don't know this woman personally,
She didn't even tell the judge what she used it for, so for us to speculate, it's a waste of time completely.
Right, absolutely. She could have had health problems or family with health problems or whatever. Regardless, it's still theft. And I think the chances of the county taxpayers getting these dollars back is just about nil, I would think. I mean, it would be pretty hard to come up with that kind of money. And I didn't see any place where it said she would have to sell any property or anything. So all of that is under speculation. I can say this much, that the state has put in place rules that require counties to come up with internal control processes because there's just been entirely too much of this, not just in Monroe County, although it seems as though we've had more than our share between the city and the county, but the counties throughout the state, and I believe the cities would also be required to do this, is put in place internal controls that we'll have more than one set of eyes looking over if there's any dollars brought in or any opportunity for someone to make up with the county taxpayers'
dollars. What about bonding, Marty?
Well, and indeed, it's also going to require us to have more bonding for people who even touch money.
Who thought it originally that having just one person in charge of cash was a good, sound governmental practice? Why are we trumpeting changing this as some kind of wonderful, look what we found, look what's better because this happened? Who lets one person in charge of the money and then wonder why it's gone?
Well, I mean, it would never be safe, it does not seem to me, to say, okay, this person's in charge of the money.
Yeah, whatever they say goes, right? Oh,
and
geez.
Totally be responsible. That is one thing, but it's a whole other thing to say that somebody else also watches and has, they have to have more than one person sign off on the receipt of that money, and then whether or not it is placed in the proper.
So moving forward, this can't happen again, correct? Unless somebody's in cahoots with somebody else? Is that basically how
this
works?
Well, you know what? When there is someone who has an intent to do things that are criminal, they almost always can find a way. So we always have to be looking for the way they might find and make it harder and harder to do that. Because when the door is wide open, we should not be too astounded when someone out there will walk through that door and say, well, here's a way for me to take some of this money. Guess I'll take it. So that's the reason why internal controls have to be, we have to be so vigilant. Now, a pretty thought-out process that it appears that she used over many years. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. This was not something she had perfected this.
Oh right, and so that's it's really discouraging to see that sort of thing go on. So I do not know if there was a bond on that or any of that. And by the time I saw that story. Late last night, I didn't have time to.
I believe I remember from a much previous story when this first all came out that she was not bonded. I am almost positive.
Yeah.
I remember that, and it was the type of thing where they had, I guess, had not ever thought they needed it. So in
well,
the past,
we just would hope that money gets paid back, but I don't think that's again. If you get a job making $30,000 a year, how much of it goes back? You'd have to work for 100 years to pay it back.
It is very, very disheartening. And I do recall over the years how much our medical bills were for the jail. And I remember one time when we had to suddenly come up with $500,000.
I do too. Yeah.
To cover medical expenses at the jail. So how much all of that, I mean, it appears that was all interconnected, but it was not, for you to understand, that portion of the money was not something the county council ever looked at. That's not, we don't vote on those budgets. It's like those dollars are kept separate until they say, oh, we need more money for medical. I mean, we do vote on money for medical, but then how it's flowing in and out of the medical expenses was not something that the council ever saw. So
it just seems like you should be able to make this person actually work for the community to pay this back.
Or do something of the sort.
Right. I mean, it just seems like, my goodness, they stole this huge amount of money from the public dollars. Why isn't it a legal thing to say, okay, that's, you did that, now you have to work that back off?
Well, and we'll see what happens if she has got. Did she even live in Monroe County?
No.
Or will she
Mitchell.
Be sent back to another county? I think it was another county. But I'm wondering if our new financial system would help us see this quicker. I do not know, but one thing that I did see that we received yesterday late was a message from one of the financial directors in the county having to do with our new financial system. And that may sound like a boring thing, and a lot of people, the public, might not really care a lot, great deal about it, but remember, this was expensive to buy, this financial system. And
before we get too deep, explain to people what financial system you are talking about so we don't get lost.
Well, because
here.
All of the budgets came together in something that used to be called Harris. It was a Harris system where everything was entered on the computer so that you could pull up your monthly reports to see how much of everybody's budget was still left in each department, or you could pull up a daily report to see what had been spent, you know, out of each item, so you could see a transaction history on that. And there was a concern that they weren't really keeping up with what we needed as far as pulling the numbers together, because we had this system for quite a long time. So there was a big push by many for us to go out and get this whole new financial system, and we would switch it over from our old system over to this new system. And there was a big push by the treasurer, the auditor, and others saying this will help us work better together.
And this was expensive, if I remember correctly.
It was. Well, at the time when they were coming to sell us on this, it seems to me that the time to implement was not when we did it. I remember saying, let's wait until after the first of next year.
Right.
When they got the books closed and before the June settlement. Well, no, there was a big push, no, we're going to go ahead and do it now. Well, as I said, this may sound boring to some, but this is your public dollars at work. Now we have all of those departments out there with the financial coordinators trying to look at their numbers, and the last report that they have for their numbers that had the correct numbers was in September. Well, here we are in December, where they're trying to look at their books and get their department books closed out to see where they might have money to buy the things that they absolutely have to do before the end of the year. And that they're trying to get the reports to them. The people in the auditor's office are working hard to get this done. But we just put this together, it seems to me, at the wrong time. Because when the departments actually get all these reports, they don't even know how to read them. They've not been transferred. They don't even know all these numbers.
Well, Marty, I'm going to ask a silly question. Whenever is a good time? When would
beginning of the year,
suggestion
Glass.
Be?
Beginning of the year. And anybody who's got a business will tell you that you don't implement something like this at the end of a year. You do it at the beginning so that you have time to get trained and up to speed. And where is the support from the company who sold us this?
Well, I'm certain that they're still there working on it. I do know that we've been asking, you know, we're accustomed to at the county council looking at the monthly budget reports and looking at what do these reports mean. Well, we need training on how to decipher what the reports mean. And are they including everything in those budgets, the information we need? We also been told that for some reason that full-time fringe is not being posted to all of the funds, or sometimes the PERF and the FICA is not being posted all the time. So I do not know how we could take a look at our year-end numbers and believe them to be correct. And this is the time. Remember that departments cannot transfer from one category to another. They have to get permission from the county council, and our meeting is Tuesday for them to make a transfer, and they cannot even
Marty,
tell.
Marty, who's in charge of this? Because I'm going to say this one more time, and I mean, honest goodness, where is the people who sold this software, and why aren't they coordinating this in a way that you don't have to, quote, decipher things?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it?
Who's
I'm
in charge?
That they
Who's
are
in
working
charge?
With us. I'm certain they are working with
Who's
us.
Who's in charge? Is it the county commissioners? Is it somebody in IT for the county? Who is in charge of dealing with this company?
Well, you'll have to recall that this is the part of the financial system that's being installed in the auditor's office. So
the auditor's in charge then.
The auditor staff is working with the people from LAO to put all this together. But once again, I do believe we just chose the wrong time to get it installed. Because now, remember, I'm not saying we should have done it the very first of the year, because the very first of the year, they're still trying to close out the books from the year. But right after that, then we could have gotten this installed, had this installed, and before we would go into June settlement. And that, to me, is what the time frame that they had indicated would work best. And when we met with some of the other counties, they indicated not to do it, you know, during these other rush times. So I believe that we've got a problem here on our hands. However, we always pull out of it. It does not mean that we won't figure out a way. But for these departments, one might say, well, if they can't figure out where their money is, maybe they won't spend it, and the money will just revert back into the big pot of money.
Because
I can see that some people say that might be a very good thing. But if there are some things that they really need to do, it just means it will look like we've got more money sitting there, but we really won't, because they'll still have to come. And then we'll have to do additional appropriations and try to justify it all in next year's budget. So what is really difficult for them, I would hope that they are able to take a look at the personnel cost and be able to get that correct. But if they're not, if it's not posting the fringe or and sometimes the PERF or the FICA, then even those some of those numbers might not be correct. So
and Marty, did I not just hear recently that we still haven't paid our election workers?
You know, I am so sorry. I don't have the answer for that one either.
Well, I just recently understood that the election board president asked for the auditor to come to his meeting. They did not show up, and there's people still out there who have not been paid for the election, and some of them have been paid wrong.
Well, that's more problems with payroll, you know. And the other thing we have to watch for at this time of the year is for department heads who see that, oh, they may have extra money left sitting there in hourly that they didn't spend. And we have to be cautious that they don't think, well, I'll just tell all those people, put in a lot more hours, you'll get a bigger paycheck, because that's not how the budget's supposed to work. You don't put in more hours just because there's money there. You put in more hours because it's absolutely needed.
Well, it sounds like there's plenty of work to do anyhow.
And Marty, what happened with the pay raises?
Well, we don't have a decision on that as
okay.
yet.
All right.
I know that we'll be deciding that at this next meeting, and it's certainly my hope that people will understand. Look, let's say if you worked 3 weeks, these 3 weeks in 2016 in the assessor's office, and they turn in your paycheck, that then, and it's figured at the 2017 rate, would that not look like it's coming out of the assessor's budget, when indeed the two people I'm talking about who's in the assessor's budget for 2016 will actually be in the treasurer's office for 2017? So why would we pay them that extra bump up in salary? Because if they're saying we're going to do their salary for 2017, one of them will be our new treasurer. Are we going to pay them the new treasurer to be the treasurer for 23 weeks of 2016? And then how is it figured so that it will come out of the right budget? It should not work that way. It should, each department head should turn in for the hours worked in their department, and so you'd have 3 weeks of it turned in from one department and 1 week of it turned in from another department. That goes in.
Well, they think it's complicated right now. I think I got a mess right now from September's numbers. I mean, what are they just trying to cause more problems on that? I don't know how any of this stuff works, to be honest with you.
I'll tell you what.
If you get paid in 2017, get paid in 2017. I don't even see that. This is black and white to me. If this helps your accounting, well, you just spend 20 minutes telling me how they can't account for anything anyhow. So what's going to be easier about this? I don't get it. If you're supposed to get paid a 2017 rate in 2017, get paid in 2017. Why 3 weeks in 2016? Because it's easier on accounting? Because it makes
it's
the books
not,
easier?
It's not going to be. It's just more
enough.
Complicated.
Enough.
They're insane.
Enough of that. Marty, when is the next meeting?
Cost the county taxpayer $70,000.
That's right, but that's okay.
To give everybody their raise,
Christmas
3 weeks early.
There you go.
It's a mess.
When is your next meeting?
It's the 13th.
So next Wednesday, the 14th, we will get recapped on everything that happens in that meeting, and it sounds like you'll have a very busy agenda with it.
Right, and I'm so sorry to bring you bad news.
Nope,
because let me tell you what, the courthouse is beautiful, And we are trying our best to say
life is not
Merry
unicorns
Christmas
and rainbows. That's fine, but that's what's going on in the government. It's what's going on with your tax dollars. So again, if people just want to stick their head in the sand, they're more than welcome to. They just can't do it listening to this program. We appreciate.
And good luck to our county highway workers, because it looks like they're going to really be earning their pay very soon.
That's right, and
the snow.
And we'll see how that forecast holds together. We know that won't. We know we won't dodge it all winter long, so hopefully they're, again, they watch the forecast just as much as we do. Marty, good work as always. We'll get caught up with you after your meeting next Wednesday.
Thank you, Marty.
Okay, bye-bye.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk checks in every Wednesday morning. It's your money. Again, if you don't like what you're hearing, turn the dial. Because Marty's not going to come in here and tell you, look, there's a unicorn over here and three hearts over there and four emojis behind you. This is what's happening. And if you don't like it,
it's
this isn't the place to come.
It's unbelievable that we do not have this on the front page story saying auditor's office in complete disarray.